Moncrief on News Talk.
Brace yourself. With the arrival of the summer comes the start of wedding season. You have to get an outfit, book a room, get your hair done, put cash in an envelope and have money to spend in the bar. And you may have to do this many, many times over the next few months. Aidan O'Connell has been writing about the start of this marathon in today's Independent. Afternoon, Aidan.
Hi, Sean. How are you doing?
Have you many weddings on the list for this summer?
I do. Well, I have two, but they're 2 weeks apart.
Oh, God.
Very much. A quick turnaround. 350 people, I think, at each wedding.
What?
So gonna, that, yeah.
350?
350. Very big country Kerry weddings. Friends of mine from school, a lot of the same group going to both. So it would be very manic, as you can imagine.
Oh, so you can't. So that's one thing then. You can't dress. You can't wear the same dress.
I can't. No, I will be crucified.
Or shoes, or even could you have the same hairdo even, or do you have to change that?
I could get away probably with the same hairdo, but you would know there could be a few prying eyes that would be judging me from afar for wearing the same hair, but right. I should be okay, hopefully.
God, and are these now one day affairs, or you know the way like that's like there's a day before and the wedding and then there's a day after and all that kind of stuff?
These will be two weddings and they'll be 2 days. So they're actually both at the same hotel as well. It's going to be like Groundhog Day for weddings. But yeah, they're both at the same hotel, but they're the day after is taking place in different places.
Right.
So it's going to be, it'll be a heavy, two heavy weekends. But I'm looking forward to it. But as I said in the piece, like weddings, there's a lot to them these days. And it's not as simple as showing up. And I've had the hen for one of them. Another's a male friend, so I wasn't on that stag, but that stag was away out in Portugal. So there's just a lot to it. There's a lot of money that has to be spent, a lot of planning. You have to get days off from work. It's exhausting, the whole thing. And like, I love a good wedding, but
if they're spaced out.
Thinking.
Yeah. Because you know, there was a thing there where there was a lot of weddings going on at Christmas. But are we back now where the summer is your ideal time to get married?
I think summer is back. Anyone that I have known to get married in the last few years, it's always been a summer wedding. I think it's just maybe people think, you know, it's brighter in the hopes that maybe the weather will be okay so you can spend more time outside. Mm-hmm. There's more people maybe home for the summer. But, you know, something I noticed, like it was post-COVID, kind of during COVID and after COVID, I think we were mad for weddings. Like, I remember actually turning around to my mother being like, do you know what? I just love to go to like a good wedding. In the middle, I would have paid good money like to go to one. And now I think it's starting, the exhaustion is starting to kick in a little bit.
Yeah.
And like, I know I have a friend who has 6 weddings this summer.
Whoa.
And I know another girl who has 15 weddings this year.
Mother of God. Is it okay to just... Is it okay to refuse any of them?
I think it is. I think if you have, like in the case now of my friend who has 6 weddings, some of them are known to her partner and not herself. And she even said she doesn't know a lot of people going to these weddings. And I was kind of saying to her, would you not maybe step away from one or two? Because number one, it takes a lot, like, because if you don't know anyone at a wedding, it takes a lot of energy and mental capacity. And then as well, it's financially. Like, I know people who have taken out loans just to kind of stay afloat, to be able to go to these weddings during the summer, because obviously it's so lovely to be invited and it's so nice that people want you to be part of their big day and even their hens and stuff, but there is a lot of cost. And, you know, on top of maybe staying at the hotel, like some of these weddings are in different counties, some of them are even in different countries, then you have to give the gift as well. So it all adds up.
Yeah.
And, you know, at this age, I suppose the age I'm at, there's people who are like trying to buy houses and have houses or just trying to pay rent. And it's an expensive summer. Like, I've even looked at my bank account in the planning for these weddings. And like, I am buzzing for them now, don't get me wrong. And I know I'll have a great time and I never want to leave and I'll be the last to leave. And I know I will. But my bank account has taken a hit already.
I would imagine so. And is it like present-wise, cash is acceptable, is it? Or do you have to get them a toaster from a list or that kind of thing?
I have never seen anyone give anything other than cash.
Okay.
And that always, when you see like American movies and they do the registry and they say, oh yeah, you want a toaster, like wine glasses, but it's always cash.
Yeah.
And I've been having discussions with people lately about what you give now. I think the going was 100 each. So if you're in a couple, that was 200. But now I was talking to someone the other day and they had said 125 each. That it has gone up because the price of everything has increased for couples.
That can be dependent on how much they're paying for the hotel. If they're paying like 60 a head or something, then
yes,
you know, and you're in a couple, give them 120. Somebody actually texted in the show there a few weeks ago and said, if you can't afford your wedding, invite more people, and that'll cover the cost of the wedding.
I know someone who made a profit off of their wedding.
Yes. And is it a thing for, you know, that they're getting, if they're getting married in a church or in a field or whatever, and they get married in one location and then everyone has to get into a car and drive for 4 hours to, you know, the fancy old hotel. Is that kind of a thing as well, or are people just staying local more?
I think people are staying local, and I think I've been at weddings now where, so these are both at home and they are getting married, and say one of them's getting married in a church, the other is getting married in the hotel. And it's quite local. And thankfully, I can easily get, there's lifts that will be going from the hotel and taxis, and it's quite easy that way. But I have been at weddings now, like last year, that were down maybe the south of Kerry. But they would have kept the church or wherever they were getting married quite close to the reception, which I think is fair. And I do think if you are getting married, you do have to think of the people that are coming and the commitment that they're putting in, and, you know, taking time off work and things like that. So I think you can't push the boat that much.
Yeah.
With them.
And is
I think people are being fair.
Is it acceptable to just go for the day of the wedding and not go to the, you know, the following day's barbecue?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. I don't think you're expected. And usually the next day, from what I've seen, it's quite very close friends and family members usually that go to that.
Right.
And I think it's usually, when you talk to bride and grooms, sometimes they enjoy the day after a little bit more. I suppose the pressure is off. And then if you have, we always say about big weddings, and I've been having this conversation with people in Dublin, like Dublin people, when I say like there's 300 people at a wedding, they think that's absolutely manic. So I'm like, but that's quite normal. Like that's a normal thing. Like if you were from a football club, you should invite the whole football club and their cousins. But I think like that it's definitely, it's crazy. Like when I was even talking to someone from the UK recently, and they says, oh, you know, 150 is a huge wedding. And I was like, 150 is a huge wedding. I was like, 300 is a huge wedding. But for the brides and grooms, like they will spend their day going around then, you know, saying hello to everyone.
Yeah, would you even get the time to do that? Yeah.
You see, and then they can't see anyone. So then it's the next day then when they get to relax and they really get to talk to people and enjoy themselves.
Yeah. The dinner that is the dinner still gack that they serve up at weddings?
Say that again?
Is the dinner still gack that they serve up at the wedding? A bit of dried beef?
It's got better, but I heard someone say a very good thing to me recently, that you could have the best wedding in the world and you could have put all of the money into it and it could be 5-star, but there will still be one person sitting at the back giving out about how the chicken was too dry. And that's so true.
that's you know, that's what an Irish wedding is all about. That somebody complains about it. Aideen, thanks a million for talking to us there.
Thanks, Aideen
O'Connell's piece in the Irish Independent. Thanks, Aideen.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks a million.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.